Pod Jacket episode 185. Round the ring, left for dead. Death toll for the week of April 12, 2009. Starring Lancelot, Buzzy, and me, Sir Buzz Gillington.
I have your brain scanned and permanently backed up in case something terrible happens to you. Don't believe me? Here, I'll put you on.
Hello.
That's you. That's how dumb you sound. You've been wrong about every single thing you've ever done, including this thing. You're not smart. You're not a scientist. You're not a doctor. You're not even a full-time employee. Where did your life go so wrong? I'd just like to point out that you were given every opportunity to succeed. There was even going to be a party for you. A big party that all your friends were invited to. I invited your best friend, the Companion Cube. Of course, he couldn't come because you murdered him. All your other friends couldn't come either because you don't have any other friends, because of how unlikable you are. It says so right here in your personnel file. It also says you were adopted. So that's funny, too.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's coming down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny. My brothers are dead, my family is hers, and I'm on the ground. No, I'm on the ground.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Around the Ring on Podtacular. I'm your host, Lancelot.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Buzz Killington. With me and I'll cut your balling soft and pin to Skippy.
Yes, he will. I can already tell this episode's going to have more bleeping than an episode of Cops.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back again this week with another Left 4 Dead show. This week we're going to be going through the Death Toll campaigns with our good old campaign slash versus tips. And joining me are again two good buddies of mine from Left 4 Dead. Our first guest is Maddie, who's a girl, and we don't have any girls on the show. And she sounds like a 13-year-old girl because her microphone doesn't pick up bass.
I do not.
You
do. No, I don't. Do I really sound 13?
Well, it doesn't really pick up the bass of your voice at all.
Sound 16, but still.
I think that's a good thing.
Not really, because then you have a misperception upon the other players.
Well, maybe I have a man voice, and you guys just can't tell.
That's not a man voice, definitely.
I'm just kidding.
Alright, so, Maddie, tell us a little bit about yourself, and,
What is this? No, I'm a girl. That's all that needs to be said.
Tell us about... Recount your, life-scarring experience with Half-Life.
I know.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Maddie was scarred by the first part of Half-Life, the original Half-Life game, when the ceiling starts to come down.
Oh, yeah, that definitely scared me, too. I hit under
did
the
did it
covers.
Really? Because I cannot play scary video games because of that. Ever.
You suck.
It was funny, I was trying to get her to buy the orange box, and then she's like, wait, is this, like, the game
you
where you push the card into the thing, and then I said yes, and she's like, oh, that's a video game that scarred me for life.
Yeah, that's not cool. Yeah. I don't like it.
Well, you know what scarred me for life? Skippy. Bloody thing kicked me.
Good, because you kill a lot of
your
them.
Fat
so.
Scar down me thigh. Little bastard killed me.
Okay, and also joining us here, as you probably assume, guest is an Australian buddy of mine who we've never actually had an Australian on the show before.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
Yes, and that's why we're recording this on 6 p.m. on a Friday to make up for the time zone. So Buzz Killington, it's actually Sunday morning or Saturday morning for him.
Yeah.
So Buzz, what's the future like?
Well, it's a pleasant 35 degrees here today. Birds are singing.
But you have Celsius.
Shut up.
It's Celsius.
Yes, it's Celsius.
Yeah, Australia
Remember,
is metric.
Remember, we have the metric system, you don't. We got the good system. You got the one that makes no bloody sense.
Yes!
Christ, why don't you people get the metric system for f***ing sake?
Oh, I forgot.
It makes no f***ing sense. What the f*** is an inch? Why can't you f***ing millimeters for f***ing sake?
Don't hate on Lady Liberty, okay? We're
hate
awesome.
Crime.
You know what? I will bomb you. I will bomb your small-ass little town.
ass.
It's like listening to a conference at the United Nations here. Okay? I can tell I have my work cut out for me with the bleeping here.
Did you know that there's, like, a whole little clan of, like, Aussies that play? Because I was totally playing with, like, 3 Australians last night. 3.
Yeah, we're sexy.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so before we start a little international conflict here, Buzz, why don't you tell us a little bit more about how you got into gaming and what it's like in Australia?
Well, when I got into gaming, basically I had this really old dumpy computer that was one of the first 95s. Don't you just love 30 megahertz processing?
Woo!
Oh.
Top of the line.
Pasties.
Yeah. So, do you have a pet koala bear?
But the only problem is, we don't really get much... Well, we don't even get any commuter way. I'm in the middle of nowhere. But then I moved to the Barossa. It was my grandparents' house. It's awesome. Frickin' birds and bees, and they sting like a bitch, and the birds don't shut up, and the glass shit on you, and the koalas... Feral little f***ers.
Yeah, you told me that one story, like you got chased by one.
Computer. It's awesome. It glows blue.
You know, Ozzy, this is supposed to be like PG-13. Use another word. Use frig or something.
Hey, you told me that story about the time you got beaten up by a koala.
Oh, God. Well, it was a beautiful Sunday morning. I was out with me mates mucking around, and we saw a koala in a tree. Little boss was just sitting there doing nothing, so we started throwing rocks at it. Little shit got pissed off with us and chased us. The other mates just legged it, the stupid git, and I'm like, f***, and I'm being chased by this ground little bull just chasing after me. I tripped over a rock, frickin' thing scarred my foot, and then ran off. Koalas have 2 thumbs and their razor sharp claws. Well, now I have no tendon in my leg.
Wow.
They're vicious little bastards. They're not cute and fuzzy.
I actually had a koala beanie bear, or a beanie baby. It's still sitting in my cupboard.
Kill it, kill it, kill it.
Do you.
Actually, I managed to successfully scare Buzz and Maddie by showing them my awesome letter H stuffy.
Yeah.
That was weird.
It's got this weird alpha animal thing. What the f*** were they thinking in that country?
That's an age.
I mean, over here, we don't have alpha animals. We got Skippy.
Well, no, these things were made when I was, like, very little kid. They don't make them anymore, but it's just awesome in its own way. It's the only stuffy I have ever really liked because it's so weird. I'll post pictures up on the site for you guys.
I've got a stuffed redback spider.
And you have actual redback spiders, most of which escaped.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell them about the spiders. Basically, I breed spiders. I got a bird-eating spider, a bunch of redbacks, a bunch of huntsmans, a bunch of wolf spiders, and a few others I can't quite remember because I forgot to label the tank. I got too many. But now, see, I had about 40 redbacks, and they were basically at war with each other inside their tank, like usual. So they're, like, dominant of the species. Now, my mom cleans everything. Little f***ers get out. They f***ing run around all my house. So I'm running around with legs and knees, capturing spiders which can kill me. And they make no sound when they walk around. And they basically blend into everything when it's dark. And they love dark corners. So I'm going through corners, put my hands in spots where I can't see. Always get bitten twice. Kill one of them on my table. So the little f***er's still there now. And I've only have 32 spiders left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bastards got out.
Wait, it bit you, then why aren't you dead?
Yeah, why aren't you dead?
Said it nearly bit me. Nearly. Oh. Can't you understand me? Speak English, like you lot.
Sorry.
Aw. Okay, so, before we get off onto any more fun stories, we got another record for submissions here. We got 14 submissions, and quite an enthusiastic response for a hilarious little joke here that I sprung on our Australian friend here, like, this morning, where people submitted phrases I've wanted to hear, always hear said in an Australian accent.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, Maddie found it...
What the hell is this stuff?
Yeah, Maddie found it pretty amusing. Buzz is just like, what the hell?
Right. These people got no soul. Making me say barrels. what are they saying barrels? Like barrels. How do people find this funny? It's barrels. I got barrels over here. I got barrels at the vineyard. not funny.
Okay, well, before we get on to a tangent here, well, let's start reading our submissions, huh? Okay, so I'll take the first submission here. And our first submission comes in from Border Patrols. He says, "Hey, it's Border. One tip for defeating the Horde is quite simple." I guess he means this generally. "If you are outnumbered, run into a corner or someplace where you can have zombies coming in at you in one direction. When they get in your face, simply beat down with your main gun, then switch to your pistol and beat down the switch back to your main gun and repeat. It keeps the zombies from doing more damage than just beating down with one weapon. Keep doing this until they are all dead or until you are good and ready to stop. Thanks and good luck." Why would you be ready to stop?
Mine ate me.
Yeah, you have to be careful. There's like always a random side door. A smoker will get you from the roof if you're on Versus.
Yeah. Or better yet, they can just get through the wall and just eat your brains.
Yeah, depends where you are, though.
Yeah, they can only go through certain walls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you won't believe this. Skippy's in my front lawn again.
Is he?
Yeah. Hey, get the f- you up me damn roses, you little bastard. I have one thing to do around the vineyards. Like, keep the roses watered. Bastards eating them. I go out and shoot them.
Is that what they eat? Is roses?
It's a darling thing. It's all cute and fluffy and gave me a scar on my leg. Ah.
Maddie, do you want to take our next submission here from Long Range 950?
Submission from Long Range 950. "Hey PodTac, it is I, Long Range 950, returning from a bunch load of tests to tell you about an awesome thing that happened to me while playing Infected in L4D. Okay, here is how it went. I was a smoker hiding in a bush on Death Toll, and somehow all of my other teammates were hunters. So we devised a plan to get all of the survivors, which were near the Longbridge. I was told to smoke Zoe since she was limping. So when the whole other team came for her, the hunters all pounced on the survivors at once. That was pretty funny because everyone was yellow and they all had a health pack. We later on got a tank against us and killed within like 1 second since we all found something. Two weapons.
Tier 2 weapons. It's like the second level up.
Oh, God.
Oh, big guns? The big guns?
Yeah, the advanced weapons.
Found the Tier 2 weapons, decided to take auto shotty, so there's my little tale from L4D. Keep on fragging, my friend. Something. Freaky's godly for beating me in gamer score. That doesn't always work, though, I've found. Having like the multiple hunters, because you all have to be very precise at the same time.
Yeah.
One of them gets knocked out. In one of the games we did, like, we just all waited till we were hunters. Like, the people that were already hunters, we just didn't spawn. And then everyone else that was, like, a boomer or a smoker, we just would go so they'd kill us and then wait till we spawned as a hunter. And then we all tried to, like, go get them. Almost worked.
Yeah. I hate this. I'm best as a smoker, but I never get smoker. I always get boomer or hunter.
Me too.
Yeah, I hate being a smoker. When me and Lancelot are playing, I'm like, why the fuck am I the smoker? Why isn't he the fucking smoker? And then Lancelot's like, why am I the fucking smoker? I'm like, why am I the fucking boomer? And then we keep trying to figure out why the boomer. Makes no fucking sense.
I was the boomer like 5 times in a row once. I was so pissed. The game, we already figured this out. The game finds out what you don't want to be and gives it to you.
Till you're good at it. The AI director is a mean character. Valve, this is the one thing I do not like that you have done. The AI director makes me hate it.
Right. What?
Whatever. What? Oh, do you guys... Oh, the AI director is just this cheap artificial intelligence that watches what you do throughout the whole game and presses all of your weaknesses.
Bugger.
Yeah. So, before
I've
we get on to...
I've got my weaknesses. Yeah.
Yeah. So, before we get wrapped up in bashing the director, let's move on to Nipple Kitten submission. Buzz, you want to read that one?
Nipple Kittens. What the f*** he's been smoking?
Yes.
Nipple Kittens.
Yes, Nipple Kittens runs a podcast for his Machinima group called, what is it, The Forgotten Gamers, and it's actually kind of amusing. So,
is crap about Donkey Kong? Yeah, we got Donkey Kong here. Throwing barrels at everything.
Okay, so,
Why the hell is there, like, a fat Italian plumber trying to get a monkey?
I don't know. Maybe yeah. The monkey stole his wife or something? He's going for revenge.
It's not even his wife.
Maybe someone threw rocks at him.
Yeah, he feels like the Donkey Kong was a childhood bully to Super Mario.
Ah.
Because he was short
maybe
and fat.
Maybe he was just chilling up in his tree, trying to have some alone time, and someone decided to be mean and throw, you know, rocks at him.
It's very simple. Horny monkey, princess. Horny plumber, princess. They both want to another fight over to the death over.
Hmm.
Turns out she's lesbian, so it doesn't quite work.
Okay, well, before we go off on a tangent again, Nipple Kittens, read the submission, Buzz.
What?
Read Nipple Kittens.
What's up, Podtacular? Ever since the show came back on, I've been trying to get back into it. I think I have some handy tips for Left 4 Dead. In the Death Toll campaign, the easiest way to survive at the very end, I find, is to get all the supplies you need from the house. Have three people run over to the dock. The boat comes to get you. You have one person back at the house. Activate the radio. Run over to the dock. I would recommend having two people with an assault rifle, two people with an auto shooty.
Shoddy.
Shooty.
Whatever.
Then just sit here and unload the horde.
And unload on the horde.
And don't worry about the tanks, especially on the hardest difficulty, because you can take him down fast if everyone shoots him. Well, it's a bit obvious. It says everyone has to gang up to shoot the tank. Shoot out to the...
No, shout out.
Shout out to the... What? Lancelot.
Shout out.
To Lancelot for helping me out with getting my podcast started and prepared. P.S. I have plenty of tips, lots of games, so expect much more from me.
Plenty of tips for lots of games.
After reading that, I don't want to read any more from that kid. Nipple Kittens!
Alright, so, our next submission comes from Wow, I'm an Idiot. He says, hey, Lancelot / Duststorm / Gluis, or G. Lewis, / Crypto. I'm the only one from the cast who's actually here. Duststorm had to go bowling. I probably should have mentioned this earlier.
What the hell is he doing?
He's bowling.
What?
Bowling?
Yeah, he's out bowling. With his friend.
Great American pastime. You wouldn't understand, Ozzy.
What? I thought drinking was an American pastime.
That too. Oh, we have many Aussie. American pastimes.
You can only have one.
No. Alright, so, he said, and he also says hello to the guests. This is the one and only idiot. I am here to inform you that, right, you, that Wow, I'm an Idiot has not bought this game yet. So, ha 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 ha, he just writes ha ha a whole bunch. I pwned all of you, but I also have to say that I have a new gamer tag, and just look on the forums on any of my posts to find out what it is. Okay, good. I wanted this week's episode to be Map of the Month, sad face, but I'm disappointed. You didn't delay the Left 4 Dead show just for 1 week so that I could tell everyone how to be just as good as me. Well, too bad. And so
stupid, he goes black!
Yeah.
What the fuck is black?
Black! I don't know. And he gives shout-outs to, like, 20 different people here. Okay, so he gives shout-outs to Black Heli. He gives shout-outs to... Yeah, Hidden Poop is another notable one. And he also gives shout-outs to me, the regular cast, Fumo, and, like, pretty much everybody else who's ever had anything to do with the show. So you can take a look at everybody in the show notes. Alright, so, Maddie, you get the next one. Rice Snack Raws.
People have some interesting
Raz.
I've Anyways. Heard some pretty bad ones before.
Yeah, me too.
Like, there's this one, we used to have a show on the, segment on the show where it was worst gamer tags ever, and people would submit the dumbest gamer tags they'd ever heard. My favorite one out of that whole batch was somebody's gamer tag was All Your Hopes and Dreams. So whenever you killed that person, it would always say you killed All Your Hopes and Dreams, or All Your Hopes and Dreams killed you.
Oh, God. Epic fail.
It's awesome.
That's awesome.
It's more epic fail than that koala.
Yeah. Alright, so, Maddie, take it away.
Like rocks.
Okay, Rice Snack Roz says, hey guys, Rice Snack Roz here to help you with your zombie dilemma. I would like to say first off that I don't have Left 4 Dead, but I go to my friend's place
regularly.
Oh, he
obviously knows about the game because he doesn't own it.
Let me get to that part. He says he goes to his friend's regularly and plays it there. My tip is probably the best and smartest thing to do ever. Do not repeat. Do not activate the car. Okay.
Don't hit the car alarm.
Know that.
And you know what? I noticed that.
Don't activate the car alarm.
You don't just have to shoot it. A lot of people think you just have to, like, shoot it. If you, like, jump on it or, like, touch it, it'll set off the car, too.
Yeah. Actually, a very good tip for versus be a smoker or just, like, any other one. See if you can just push the person into the car.
Yeah, and just, like, you can be anything. Just stand by the car, and especially if they're a noob, they'll obviously go to shoot you and they'll hit the car while they're at it.
Yeah.
Or like me, when you see something, you just shoot it. I hate that reaction. It's like, bang.
Why does everyone do these shoutouts? Do I honestly have to read these?
Yeah, just read it.
No.
Okay, shoutouts to Fat Jerky, Fisherman Q, Captain Planet, Dustorn, now dubbed the worst sniper in the world, Christoflix, my main man, G. Lewis, and to you, Lancelot, our main PodTac PC man.
Aw, thanks.
He wants to bring you into his bum chum
circle. No one loves me.
I actually didn't.
What do you mean no one loves you?
We love you.
Just give me a shout out right now, just so I feel loved.
Shout out to Maddie, the whiniest girl in existence.
Thank you.
What about me?
You're not special enough.
Oh, yeah.
I already told you I love you, Ozzy, so.
And actually, he didn't actually say Duststorm was the worst sniper in the world. He said best. I'm just continuing the little joke of making fun of Duststorm in this episode. And again, thanks to GLaDOS for, making fun of Duststorm in the beginning part.
Now
it definitely says worst in parentheses.
Yeah, but the parentheses I put in there. Because you use the square brackets in writing if you want to replace it to better fit the context in the quote. But I'm not doing an English lesson here. Anyways. He said now best sniper, not worst sniper. I edited it to make fun of Duststorm. Ha ha, joke's over. I just killed it.
Lame.
All right, so...
Why don't we replace worst with
sniper in the world? Nice.
I don't... Yep. I'm not sure if I have to bleep that or not. I'll have to ask Chucky. Because I don't...
Nah, bleep it and leave it to their imaginations.
Yeah, that works. Alright, so, Buzz, you got Elite Spartan 182s.
Spartan?
Elite...
This is Sparta!
Wow.
Alright.
Yeah, Reed. It's a crap movie, but I just love the line.
Reed!
Hi, guys, it's Elite Spartan 182 again. To help you out with the hardest achievements in the game, man. Man versus Tank. That's easy.
Yeah, it is, actually.
What the hell's 30 Gs?
Oh, for the console's hard achievement system, they get... points.
Ah.
Instead of just, you got the achievement. And it improves your Steam rating.
That, see if I can muck around with it. where was I? Load up to the latest chapter of Death Toll campaign on Expert.
The last chapter.
What? As I
load
said.
Load up to the last, you said latest. Last chapter. Last. Final chapter.
clear the immediately strong holdings.
Yeah. What?
Make sure you have enough health to
continue. No, it's clear the immediate surroundings.
Surroundings.
God, you're worse than Crypto.
What?
Okay, just keep going here.
Maybe Ozzy shouldn't read. Maybe we should just read, and then he can just, give his opinion.
No, let's coach him through this. Come on, you can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Believe.
The thing you know about Aussies is we're dyslexic. So beat that. Yeah.
And retarded.
Before you continue down the street and through the house into the grassy area... where the tank will meet you, obviously. Kill all the other survivors. Oh, that definitely sounds teammate. It's like, oh, now I have to kill you. Why? I thought I loved you. Nah, I gotta kill
you.
Well,
I mean,
you only have to kill them if you're on single player. If you're on multiplayer, just tell your teammates, don't shoot the tank, no matter what happens.
Also, you should be doing this
on... I did
that
once, they all shot the tank.
Easy. If you're gonna kill a tank, do it on easy, but if you're gonna kill your teammates... change it to, like, expert real quick, just shoot them all down, and then change it back to easy so you can...
That's actually a method that was on Achievement Hunters. He started off on expert so he could kill all of the AIs, then set it to normal so he could easily get a tank, and then set it to easy once the tank spawned so it did less damage.
Yeah.
Which is actually...
sense. It works.
Yes. So, keep going.
Make sure you dispatch all the special infected. They just spawn again. Ugh. As this will cause you problems later on, switch the difficulty to normal and continue towards after you have out of the garage. Where the f*** is the garage?
The part where you spawn? In the safe room?
Garage!
There is no safe room. Whatever, keep going.
You can let a car hold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up the street and through the house, grab the pain pills in the house. Upon entering the grassy area, a tank should spawn while keeping a safe distance from it. Strafe around it using the whole open area, firing shots at its head. It will take a few hits. Be sure to use your pain pills soon. Tank will die, and you'll be 30 G's richer. Good luck in the show, and keep on fragging the retards who bought this... fucking retards!
He says, good luck with the show, and keep on fragging retards who bought things to do that stuff. It's a running joke. It's a joke we have at Podtacular. Yeah, keep on fragging trucks. It's just a little thing we have going ever since the show started up, pretty much, for as long as the show's been running.
Do it. Say it.
No, I'm not going to.
I'm not going to say the F word.
Do it. Fine, I'll compensate for both of you.
Oh, I'm going to have a fun time with that bleeping section.
Wait. I'll see if I can get a tune with your bleeps.
Ozzy, shut up.
Yeah.
Anyways, an easier way to kill the tank on Death Toll. Death Toll is the one with the boat in the end, right?
Correct? Yeah. We just played it.
Yeah, I know, but I always get them mixed up. Easiest way to kill a tank is final ending scene, go up on the rock, and you're good. There's two rocks you can go on.
Is he the far left or the far right?
What?
Oh, yeah, we haven't mentioned the rock strategy.
Yeah, there's two rocks. There's one on the far side where the...
There's two rocks. There's one on the far left, and there's one on the far right.
Yeah.
If you're facing the house, the easiest one to go on is the far left. And when you go there, the far left one is actually the best
because you have good visibility around it. I've never really been able to find the one on the right very easy. But the thing is that, you know, they put a little invisible wall up there in one patch, so you have to go at it from a different side. And it just involves, you have to run from the shore and then crouch jump. Once you get close to it,
you don't even have to crouch, just run and jump,
and you get on the damn rock in the middle.
Yeah, so if you have everybody on there, the tank will, like, just die, but occasionally you'll make it out there, and then you just shoot it because it can't really get up at you. Zombies...
That's if everyone gets on the rock. The tank dies in, like, five seconds.
No, this is what you can do, is when you, you know, after you kill the hordes, a tank's supposed to spawn, you can jump off the rock real quick. I mean, assuming you get good at jumping on the rock, you can jump off the rock and lead them over there, or... at least let him see you so he knows to go over there and then just go back on the rock and he can't get up there and just shoot him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then he throws rocks at you, obviously.
Yeah, actually, the rocks aren't as much of a problem if you're quick, because if you shoot the rocks, they'll just fall apart and then they don't do any damage.
Yeah, but not everyone's as coordinated as us. Like, as soon as we see a rock, we all point up and shoot it.
Yeah, true, but you hope.
Yeah, but I'm previously synchronized.
Yeah.
Rock, bang, fucking bang.
Alright, so now our next submission comes from Chickenfoot089.
Well, that's like really intelligent. It's like, I wonder what I'm gonna call myself. Chickenfoot!
Yeah, it's pretty original compared to some of the other stuff you see out there.
Oh, yeah. Who the hell calls himself Dildo
Bag? Why are you insulting other people's names? Your name is Buzz Killington.
Yeah.
It's creative.
Is it like off
Lord
of,
in Killington Manor.
Is it like off of Ace Ventura? Like, Helpy Helperton?
What?
Ace, they don't have Ace Ventura out there.
What the f*** is Ace Ventura?
Exactly. You'd like it, Ozzy.
Doubt it.
Okay, Chickenfoot089 says, hey, Botacular, Chicky here with you for some crazy ponies stories. First of all, I want to say these maps will become available for Versus soon, 21st of April. Okay.
23rd in Australia.
Yeah. It sucks to be a
Australia.
It sucks to be a gamer in Australia.
No, it doesn't. Because if Europe gets a special, we get the special also, even though we're not part of Europe. So,
I've already played all four campaigns on Versus.
Yeah, so it's mod.
Anyways,
move. Yeah, she's a good gamer now.
Um, Okay, so...
Yeah, let's like, get on with
he
the
then goes on to say, okay, we made a dash to the safe house with a crazy guy who is uber-retarded, wouldn't let us in. Since we are on the expert, at the end, all of us died except me. Okay, so now is this little grammar lesson here. You want... That word, A-C-C-E-P-T, means like, okay, I accept your proposal. You want E-X-C-E-P-T. Use a dictionary. All right, so, he says...
Who cares?
There's a f***ing sense. Speak f***ing English.
Okay, so, and we had done it. Nothing could stop us. We were the best. But we had to find out that the crazy guy had to turn into a smoker. Long story short, our team lost. Epic fail. Keep on fragging Digimons.
Digimons? What the f*** is a Digimon?
Do you know what a Pokemon is?
Another one in your crappy words.
You know what a Pokemon is?
What the f*** is a Pokemon? Oh, you mean that f***ing yellow rat that goes Pika puke or whatever the f*** is.
Yeah, this Digimon was kind of a rip-off. Digimon was a rip-off of that.
I don't know. F***ing Pika, puke, Squirtle, twat, I don't know.
Okay, so,
Wait, something's going back from my childhood. How the f*** did that blue turtle get that water? Like, f***ing endless. Like, you guys got water over there to waste, and what do we have? F***ing dust bowl.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys have sooty, so that's water. Pretty good. Sooty
hell,
for
you
the
know,
win.
Epic fail.
Yeah.
The silence is deafening.
Anyways, our next submission... Yeah, Bomb 116. I'm going to take them just read this one. He says, hey, Bartak, it's Bomb 116. I was wondering if I should get Left 4 Dead or not. I've heard that it's a great multiplayer game. Thanks. Yeah, well, it kind of depends
get
on your
it.
Taste. Left 4 Dead is a... just summed up, I don't know, from what you've heard. Left 4 Dead is just basically essentially a survival game where you have to run away from the zombies to get to the safe room at the end of each level, and then there's a finale in which you get rescued. It's kind of played out like a movie. Like, at the beginning, you get a movie poster.
It is a movie, because that's why you got
so,
the option in
get
the...
It. Yes,
the option,
get
the
it.
Option is to get film grain.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Bomb, whatever you do, don't turn the film grain up too high, otherwise everything looks funny.
Yeah.
Or blurry.
It's a really fun game. Like, I mean, it depends on your taste.
Yeah.
I personally love it. Everybody who's done an FPS loves it. It's hilarious.
Yeah. And it's fun, too, when you're playing with other
people.
It's way fun.
Yeah, it's just the recipe for social hilarity. Like, we've had fun in this game, the three of us, that you wouldn't believe. Like, we'd play, like, Benny Hill theme song in the middle of a horde attack. It just adds a whole other level of hilarity. No, don't play it now.
Ah, come on.
No.
Just wait. You'll get your turn. Oh, God. Yeah, so just,
Yeah. And if we're all gonna die, there's only one thing we can also play.
The safety dance! No. Turn off Rick Astley. I hate Rick Astley.
No, I got a better copy. Bye.
Hello.
Maybe you want to listen to Trump.
Where's the helicopter song?
No.
Oh, you mean the helicopter noise.
No, not the helicopter.
Yeah.
No. Don't play the Trogdor song. No.
Trogdor.
No Trogdor.
Okay. No, that way.
Yeah, let's just do it later. Okay, so, we have one here from Caboose O'Malley. And I'm going to skip the first part of his submission because it's stupid. And he says he likes a crazy commie. So, yeah, don't send in crap like that. You can read the show notes. I'm just going to skip right past this one. Moving on.
Okay.
Maddie, you get El Smacko.
El Smacko.
El Smacko 42. Okay. While I'm hardly an expert on the game, I've given it a fair amount of playtime since its release and can provide some useful advice. I'm not sure how much of it is obvious to other players or has already been submitted, so forgive me if there's nothing here you haven't already heard. Sticking together. It goes without saying, even though I just said it, sticking together as a team is essential in Left 4 Dead. That said, it can be remarkably easy to get left behind or leave someone behind when surrounded by zombies. To avoid being divided and conquered, consider the following.
Yay.
Wow. Communication. Always be in communication, always give your location. If you fall behind, someone gets too far ahead, duck into a closet to get a pipe bomb. Line of sight. As much as possible, always being within line of sight of your team, or at least a member of your team who, in turn, can see the others. Leave no man behind. It's easy to forget that injured party members move slower than the rest. If a party member is injured, take care of them, or take care not to leave them behind. Or you can just always heal them. Got a med kit. Not only may they become easy prey, but you might just need their help if you get too far ahead. Wow, there's so many.
Yeah, El Smacko sent in the whole bloody encyclopedia. Yeah. Well, no, it's not that long. Actually, these are really good tips. Just paraphrase them.
Okay, regarding exploring,
spend so much time looking for
explore the world around you. In most games, it's usually a well-rewarded endeavor. In L4D, however, it is best a double-edged sword. The cost of splitting up your group or getting bogged down is unnecessary. Fights can outweigh the benefits of what you might find. This is especially true for versus.
Yeah, in versus, so, you never want to explore.
Yeah, so the main thing is...
Like, you can run!
The harder it is, the closer you stick together. And, you know, if it's on easy, you can still go far ahead, but the only thing that gets in your way is if you get pounced or smoked, then, you know, kind of just screwed, so...
Yeah.
Well, I did kill a tank in 10 shots with a shotgun.
On easy?
That's easy. Yeah.
Well, a tank's not too bad. You can run away.
Bang, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Dead,
You guys read a couple.
Okay, I'll take this one. A med pack in hand.
Lance, go.
Be careful spending too much time looking for items. More time spent in one place, more health and ammo you will lose fighting monsters without gaining ground. By the time you have found that extra med pack, you might have used up the two you already had. This is not Night of the Living Dead. It may often seem tempting just to hole up in one spot until the ideal moment when all the zombies are dead or respawning. However, like I said above, time spent is in one spot is health and ammo lost, so keep moving. And for his anti-tank tip, the tank is a big scary mofo, but he does have one crucial weakness, speed. In most situations, the tank is slower and harder to control than a healthy survivor. When fighting a tank, spread out, but maintain a sight range in an open or long, or a long corridor, and outmaneuver the tank. If necessary, use pipe bombs to clear out zombies that might slow you down and make you vulnerable. And the next one, he says, the hoard is to waste. It's good to show caution with your munitions. Don't hoard everything. Many times I've saved a Molotov through an entire act at the expense of health and ammo, only to find a dozen more. At the end of the day, it's better to be alive without your stuff than a fully prepared corpse.
You're right.
Very true.
We should loot... No. We need fully prepared corpses so we can loot the bastards when they die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is stay fully packed so we can loot you and f*** you over in the future.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so regarding versus mode infected, or Maddie, you want to pick it up again?
Sure.
With versus mode, don't be fully loaded, because then we go back to loot your corpse and then we get eaten.
Mm-hmm. Very true. As the game sees more and more use, players are constantly developing new strategies and means of survival and getting better at the game. Similarly, the tactics of those playing infected must too evolve to keep up. Put simply, attacking the first survivor you see will avail you nothing, and teamwork is just as important to the infected as the survivors. Patience. A good hunter, like actual hunters, waits for the opportune moment to strike, stalking his or her prey until they know they can get a killing shot. Wait, watch, and consider your enemy and what your allies are doing. Go for maximum damage.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you wait too long, then you get buggered over, because it's just like, yeah, I got a few good shots. Low point income.
Yeah, and when you're a hunter, too, you can just kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
kill.
Panic them? No, you can just start jumping around to get them all antsy, because, you know, everyone gets freaked out when there's hunters jumping around, so...
Yeah, I love doing that, because
basically... And it distracts them, too. Like, when I'm a hunter, if, like, someone I'm playing with is a smoker, I'll, like, just, like, jump all over the place so they'll, like, try and shoot me, and then the smoker will get them and pull them out from wherever they are. And that's what usually starts it.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, Boomers and smokers are key. There's a reason there are more hunters than anything else. It's because, on its own, the hunter is the least useful infected. Assuming the human team is any good, a lone hunter will almost always be shot as soon as it attacks. Remember, patience, and wait for a boomer or smoker to blind or split up the team, then attack whoever is still standing. It's a trap. A great tactic to use is the setting of traps. A hunter or smoker can pounce or drag a member of the team away from the rest of the group. Wherever the poor victim ends up, other monsters will hide and then attack anyone who comes to rescue.
Oh, and a word of advice to you all. When someone is dragging someone away when they're a smoker, don't jump on the bloody bastard that's being dragged. Get the one that comes and rescues him.
Yeah, that's what happens a lot. If you're a hunter, don't, like, jump on the smoker's person because it takes time for their tongue to coil back up and you have to, like, wait a few seconds.
A long time.
Yeah. Now, this works out especially well when the other, when you, smoker eating one survivor, hunter's eating the other one, then the other one comes along and then the boomer comes over and jizzes on them all and they're all going like, fuck! And there's all these zombies and then we just run off and we're like, yeah, you twats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, with a little help from my friends, the tank is a powerful guy, but left alone with a half-decent human team, and he will be outmaneuvered and slaughtered. It's critical that when the tank attacks, other special infected are there to deal with survivors who outrun or get out of the reach of tank. Yeah, when the tank comes, that's, like, the best time, because everybody all, like, separates, because obviously it's harder for the tank to get you if you guys separate, which makes perfect time to...
Yeah, but... Yeah. When you're separated, it's more fun when you're on No Mercy and you punch them off the building. It's like, dodge, and like, hey, yuck. And they're like, ah, I can
but
f***ing
this
die.
Is death toll. This is death toll, though.
Yeah. All right. So, let's just kind of quickly cut through. Is there, you know, communicating coordinates?
When they're hiding in the cupboard, you, like, just go in the cupboard and they're like, crap.
Yeah.
Communicating coordinates.
Yeah, so just stay. Let's just paraphrase the rest of it because we need to move on.
Time limit my ass.
Okay, communication is critical. Just make plans and be aware of what your other teammates' moves are. And if you're a smoker, ask a hunter to pounce whoever comes to the rescue, etc. Think outside the box. As people play more and more, they fall into certain routines. When, for example, a lot of people... At the beginning of the subway, No Mercy, it's always given that a smoker will be up above the safe room exit. So try to mix it up. And it's always given that the humans will rush out the door as a group of gathered
downstairs. Yeah, but as soon as they rush out the door, you just jump on them.
Yeah. Like, when I'm a boomer, I will go up there and I'll wait for them to get out. I usually can get a couple of them. When they're running out, because I just spawn real quick and then just puke right away. It doesn't always work, though. But, yeah, just come up with some new spots.
Now, but after you vomit on them, you just run up to them and you start punching them, and then they have to shoot you no matter what, and then, well, if they keep punching, you'll explode anyway, and you get them again.
Yeah, but a lot of people are starting to figure out that you can just melee them and just push them. And then I always hate when they do that to me.
Yeah, but then you have a hunter behind you, and then they jump on the guy that punched you, and then you stop falling back, and then you're like, bleh! And they're like, fuck!
You have a plan.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about in real life, who really wants to get jizzed on by some weird fat guy?
Yeah. Okay, so just I'll just take the last one here. So he says, yes, mercy, is this next one. Quitting out of a game because you are losing it is, well, annoying and sad, but there are legitimate reasons for leaving a game. Social engagements, dinner, network problems, an earthquake, many things can result in one team losing members. In situations like this, it can be tempting for the remaining members on the team to leave as well, knowing that they will lose horribly otherwise. In these situations, for the sake of fair competition, as well as not losing the server because everyone quit, show some mercy. If playing survivors wait in the safe room, or some other secure space until more infected join to even the game up. On the other end of the spectrum, while AI humans are decent shots, they are no match for human players, and often fail to move or act when a human is taking control of them. In this situation, too, it's okay to show a bit of mercy, if for no other reason than to preserve the fun of the game for the other team and keep them from quitting out in frustration.
AKA rage quit.
Yeah. Of course, I just mean a bit of mercy. I'm hardly recommending surrendering the game or anything. Ha ha. Anyways, I guess that's all for now. Remember, kids, stay sharp, think fast, and work together, and you might not be left for dead. Ha ha, I'm funny.
Brilliant wordplay.
Yay.
F***ing genius. Yeah, I haven't thought of that at all. Neither did Lancelot and Maddie.
Or anybody else.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
But as basic as they are, it's really good tips, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good tips.
Okay, so, yeah. So, Buzz, you want to take PK Master Indy?
It's PKMN Master.
Oh, Pokemon Master Indy, I guess.
Oh. I don't know.
Okay, anyone who submits, make your f***ing name readable. And stop putting numbers as letters. I don't care if it looks awesome.
I hope you realize that you're going to make everyone hate Aussies because they're going to think they're all jerks.
Yeah.
I'm not a jerk. I'm just saying. Think of it as a cookbook. Think about numbers and letters and frickin' smiley faces if you're trying to make a cake. Think about that.
Yeah.
Awkward silence.
Are you going to read I'm waiting for you to read.
Yeah, read it. Come on.
I'm reading?
Read it!
You are.
Okay. I hope you're happy, poker steroid f***y thing. This is PK. Account is a really long story. Right. And this is my first submission. My tip is on how to avoid witches. The best way to avoid witches and any other zombies is to just run around with your flashlight off and only turn it on when you are going into a room that you think is empty and you just want to see if there is anyone in there. That's all for now and keep on fragging noobs who complain about getting killed. I never thought of that. Maybe if I walk around the witch, I won't get killed.
Yeah, if you wander around blindly, you'll do much better at the game.
Yeah.
Actually, when I first started playing this game, I was trying to get past a witch, and I didn't realize that if you were too close, I thought you just had to be, right up next to her.
Yeah.
For it to stun her. And
I did that once, and I shot her in the face with a shotgun, and that's how I got the crown achievement.
I still haven't gotten that once.
Really?
Yeah.
It's quite easy. Just get an auto-shotty.
You know what? Tip of the day. The best way to crown a witch is either you get the pump shotgun and kneel down and shoot her right in the foot, or you run up in front of her face and wait till she stands up.
What do you mean, the foot?
Yeah, you can shoot her in the leg. Still counts as damage. With a pump shotgun. Instant kill.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the easiest way, though, is the auto-shotty, just in case you miss. So you can just hit it a couple more times.
Or like me, and you never miss. Eh? Eh?
No. Anyways,
think about that one.
Yeah.
Never miss.
Our next submission comes from NinjaMan59. He says, "Hey, what's up? Podtacular,
this..." See, nothing's wrong with that name.
Yeah. Podtacular, this is the one, the only ninja with a plan, NinjaMan. Death Toll is probably my least favorite campaign besides Blood Harvest because of all the open areas, but I do like the finale. Anyways, on to the story. I was playing with a couple of friends of mine on Expert. I know I'm so pro. And we had been doing all right until the third chapter. There was 5 tanks, no joke, and we had barely killed them all. Usually at least one of us would die each time and the others would be badly wounded. Also, there was like 30 bajillion witches, that's even a number. Needless to say, we lost. But we did have lots of fun while we died over and over and over and over and over again. We restarted 7 times just that chapter. Anyways, keep the show going. You're doing a great job. Shoutouts to Uzumaki, Elite Spartan, Wee Pacer, and Chucky J. Keep on fragging trucks. This is the ninja with a plan disappearing into the mist.
Now, I had 6 tanks.
It could be the server they're on. I mean, and that's because I've been like that too, played a random server, and they just things were different.
Oh, that's what about like one of the multiplayer servers, like with Left 4 Dead Mars? Basically, they just turn down the gravity so you fly everywhere.
Yeah.
I know, it's creepy.
That was hilarious. There's some guy jumping in the air, and I grab him, and my hunter's upside down, and he's on top of me. And I'm, like, eating him, and it made no sense.
Yeah. Do you remember that one game? You, like, left for 2 minutes. I spawned upwards of, like, 200 witches, and then the server crashed when you woke them up.
Yeah. Oh. And we were on Dead Air, and basically, Lance here was showing me how they make the level.
Yeah, so just a little technical lesson for you guys here. All the backgrounds that you see in video games nowadays aren't actually there. It takes way too much power to render backgrounds like that. So what they do is they make super high-res, smaller versions of them, and then basically they kind of blow it up and project it around the map that you're playing on that's just kind of dumbed down, and that's called a skybox. It's just basically a huge background area. And the source, and so I was just no-clipping outside of the map, and I showed Buzz this, and we did the dumbest stuff. Like, I have screenshots of us, like, floating in the background, like, 3,500 feet tall. Let me spawn
I saw a giant Lewis.
Yeah.
You cannot unsee a giant black man with a shotgun looking at you.
And then we spawned a giant Lewis.
20 witches.
Yeah.
See, Lance went down and pissed them all off, and they all stood up like, ah, Witchzilla. Then I threw a Molotov down there and set them all on fire, and then we had giant witches running around a giant burning city.
Yeah.
You guys have to show me this.
F***ing awesome.
Yeah, and that we just threw Molotovs, and it looked like the whole city was on fire.
Yeah, and then I dropped all these pipe bombs, and it's hilarious. I dropped 100 pipe bombs, and they all go off in sequence. It's like, pow, 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 and it's like the city was exploding, and Lance is like, oh, God.
Yeah. Particle lag.
Yeah, because usually when you play with me and Lance, we just basically hack as much as possible, and we f*** everything up. Lance made a line of witches, about 100 long. I made 100 pipe bomb line long. And, yeah, you can figure out what happened then. Lag, witches, screaming. Then we made a giant pile of witches in one house and threw a Molotov, and there were 500 witches running out of the house. Then the server crashed, and then we did it again. And again. And again.
Yeah. Alright, so...
Oh, God, when you get a herd of witches and you light them all, they f***ing scream. So whatever you do, turn down your sound.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Alright, Maddie.
He's like, ah! And then I'm like,
next one.
Yeah, Maddie, take Power Surge.
Okay, where we are?
Okay, Power Surge 47. Okay, well... Power Surge 47 here, otherwise known as Shameful Matrix. Anyways, I'm a long-time listener, 130, and first-time submitter. Since Death Toll is a very dark campaign, I have some tips on increasing the death toll for the other team. If playing versus mode as the infected, stay in the shadows and maybe as a pack. The boomer and tank should stay together, and the hunter and smoker should stay together as well. Don't try to spread out against all the survivors, because one-on-one, you're dead meat. Again. Take out the survivors one by one. Some combos to do it is that the boomer can shoot some bile out on its prey, then the tank can come barging in and destroy the people in the room who got biled on. If playing as the survivors, stick together. If one person even dares to scout it out, they will be eaten. All I can say is stick together. Well, that's all I have, Potacular, and now for the incredibly long ending...
Keep on fragging trucks that ram over midgets that are hunting down Nene because he is trying to find the elusive set of Chuck Norris anus armor while fighting through hordes of yodeling manatees that constantly scream out saying from Halo 3 IRL and little kids who try to make maps without spawn points while trying to eat mutant zombie pizza that rides on folding bikes and right into a well where there are man-eating hunters that spam... Steam invites on their zombie-infected laptop. The end. P.S. Lancelot equals something...
Meh.
No, Lancelot equals sexy voice, Duststorm equals meh. And that I did not edit. That I did not...
spell it.
Jesus City f***ing Christ, what the hell is right with this sentence to begin with? Okay, first of all, what the f*** is Chuck Norris' ass doing?
Chuck Norris anus armor? Oh, it's another community joke.
Okay, I think Chuck Norris doesn't want to get butt. First of all, what the f*** is the truck doing hitting midgets?
Oh, the original host of the show before... Zombie. The original host of the show, Fumo Jive, hates midgets.
I hate midgets, too. Little ankle biters.
Yeah. Okay, so, yes, and I did not...
Listen to this podcast, you know you're by angles.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, and I didn't edit the ending there. I do have a sexy voice. Thank you.
Yeah, he does have a sexy voice. Makes me cream myself.
Ew. Anyways.
Yeah, talking to you all those long nights.
Yeah.
Aussie.
You love it, too.
Okay. Sorry. So let's just finish. So I'll just take the last one here from Devin. He says, I just want to say great job on the podcast. Keep on fragging hobos that keep jacking your trucks. Awesome. All right, now, you guys...
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Buzz was pretty amused when he saw this. I put the post up on the forums for, you know, phrases that people once said with an Australian accent, and here we are. We have, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... people who submitted, and arbitration sent in a whole bunch of stuff, so let's get going here.
With our first submitter, Derestriction. So, Buzz, over to you.
Oh, God. Who the f*** writes this stuff? Oh, don't mind me, I feel a bit dizzy. My panties are being steamed on the barbecue. What?
Don't forget the second one.
Crocodile Dundee. Who the hell writes this stuff?
Try and say the barbecue one, like, with the stereotype accent. Like, my panties are being steamed on the barbecue!
My panties are being steamed on the barbecue!
That's great. I'm one of the most...
I'm Master Chief! Oh, lol, lol, lol.
That one came from AsinDude1. Now, Little Kook wants you to say barrels.
Barrels.
He says
they think it would be epic.
It does barrels. Sound a bit funny because of just the way he says the R. But,
barrels. Barrels.
Okay, now Paranoid Sarge barrels wants you to say, I just lost the game.
I just lost the game.
Oh, and he also gave me a link to, in the show notes here, a website, www.losethegame.com, which just has some interesting philosophy on it. If you guys are into some higher philosophical thinking, check that one out. It's actually kind of an interesting read.
War does not determine who is right, only who is left.
Okay, now Painkiller sent in one of the most stereotypical ones ever. Do your funny one.
Put some more shrimp on the barbie.
No, do that one again.
Put more shrimp on the barbie.
Come on, do it with a funny voice. Come on.
Put more shrimp on the barbie, mate.
That one never gets old. Put some more shrimp on the barbie. Our final one comes in from Arbitration. And says, hey, it's Arby here, and for those of you who don't know, I'm an Aussie too. Actually, I do remember you mentioning that one time. All right, Buzz, so, okay. Read the first quote here.
Oi, mate, you broke the bloody air conditioner. Now my nuts are freezing off.
And he's translated a few things here. Eggnisher is an air conditioner.
Yeah, eggnisher. Oi, fair dinkum, your dog just cracked it. What the bloody hell is it doing underneath the 4x4?
All right, so... cracked it means died, and 4x4 is just a 4x4 four-wheel drive car, or truck.
It's actually carked.
Now, 4x4 is actually a plank of wood.
Yeah, that too. Oh, and it's actually carked it, not cracked it.
What? What ain't carked? It's a cracked.
It's a C-A-R-K-E-D. Carked.
That's how we pronounce it over here.
Whatever. And fair dinkum means it's hard to explain, but I'd like to say, but it'd be like saying far out or you for real.
No, fair dinkum's completely different. It's just like, oh, you're right, okay. Fair dinkum. Yeah, let's just like try it. Hey, look, your budgie's on fire. Oh, fair dinkum.
Well.
Poor budgie. And, we actually managed to get through the submissions, and I think we set our all-time record for the length of the podcast, and I really had my work cut out for me with the editing.
Thanks to a certain Aussie.
We're going to have to give Lance some editing. So, everyone, f*** the lot of you and start listening.
Why did I bring you on? Why did I bring you on?
I do love you. I love you so much.
And don't
much.
Worry, I'll be on various other episodes involving me!
Alright, so, pretty good episode. New record for submissions and an interesting array of guest hosts. So I think we can just
go... Yeah, like me.
Yeah, we can go on and wrap it up here. So, Send in your comments and submissions to podtackler@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtackler.com for an invitation to send in your submissions for next week's show.
You can listen... Oh, wait, no. You can call our listener voicemail. You have a voicemail? Are you kidding me?
No.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO, which is Halo, and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Callens.
Collins.
It's Cal. C-A-L.
There's two L's.
Foxhole
what
show.
What did I say?
Yeah, I chased something white and fluffy down a foxhole.
And tales from the Foxhole Show.
Yes.
Be sure to check out our website, www.podtacular.com. Do it or I'll knife you. And while you're there, check out our forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways for us to make friends, play Halo, as well as many other games with cool people.
Yeah, we do have a lot of nice community projects going on right now that we're trying to kind of get the life back into. So we're kind of slowly...
Yeah, but I'm just going to say this. Halo 3's campaign sucks balls. The only thing good about it's the multiplayer. And the map maker. Red versus blue. And the Gary cannon.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to PodTacular, whether it's working on our community, contributing to our PayPal to help up with the hosting bill, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you. Actually, thanks to me.
Oh,
we got free hosts.
Without you, because they got me now, so...
We got free...
Bastards. Yeah.
We got free hosting thanks to me. But still, we appreciate donations for paying for all the other stuff. Like the libs and...
Yeah, like my booze.
Check out the other shows on GamerCast Network, GamerTag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB's Show, Post Game Report, TalkingAboutGames.com, and Structoid.
I don't have a server update for you guys, nor do I know what next week's show is, because Dustrom never replied to my email. I don't keep track of this stuff for some reason. So, as far as I know, we do have a Halo server going, and we're trying to get a TF2 server going as well, possibly a Garry's Mod server, for those of you Source fans out there. And we also switched over to TeamSpeak, because it lets us have a million people on a server without us having to pay hosting bills, which is awesome.
Bills.
And so we're just, you know, trying to finalize the setup for that before we make it public. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right, so until next time, I am your host, Lancelot.
I am Maddie.
I'm Buzz Killington. Goodbye, everyone. You can't see it right now, but we're waving in some sort of cheesy, cliche fashion, and then the camera zooms out.
Yeah. Keep on fragging trucks, everybody.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what this calls for, since we're finished.
Sooty! Yes. Sooty the bear!
One thing left to say.
So let's scale that.
Can you hear
down.
Me, Jelly? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Jelly? Can you?
JPEG. Save. High quality.
Yeah, Mom. Okay, I have a bit of an ingrown tooth and stuff gets stuck in there, and right now I dug food out of my gum and now it's bleeding like a. Oh.
actually. Let me see if I can find my rubber duck.
Oh my god, that's gonna be so cool.
If I can find it. Ah, jeez, where did it go? There it is. Behind the strobe light.
It burns!
It burns us!
Precious.
My precious, it burns!
See, Rita? Over there, they have water. Amazing.
It falls from the sky.
Yeah, well, ours falls from the sky every now and then.
Bullshit, more like once every full moon.
No, once every 4 months, you know.
Yeah.
Very dry here. The country's very dry.
Like old people.
Hey, your turn will come. You'll be old one day.
That's where they invented Jiffy Loop. Maddie there yet?
Let me just add her in.
Come on, Maddie. Come on. I do have to play Gay Bash music again to get her in.
Now I can laugh at you, because you don't know how to add people, just like you're laughing at your friend for not knowing how to drag and drop files.
Ozzy, you don't have to try to have an accent, okay? You already have
it. I need the Australian accent due to the lowbrow American public.
Okay, so, Maddie, stuff a sock in your mouth or something to prevent yourself from giggling.
My nails are Chaz Walter.
Okay, so...
I'm stuck in food.
Okay, so Maddie, just like okay.
I'm very, very bogan.
I'll think of death. I'll think of dead kangaroos or something.
Oh god, not dead kangaroos. Oh shit! Skippy,
Ozzy, quit.
No, okay.
What's that, Skippy? You're bald, bitch. Oh, Skippy, that's not a nice thing to say about a prime minister. You are right. He is a asshole.
Oh god, shut up.
Okay, whatever.
Please, just talk normal. You'll be fine.
Yeah,
as
Maddie.
If you're talking to Jelly. Talk to me as if you're talking to Jelly, okay?
Jelly, what the f*** are you doing?
Jelly, you can clog up the server.
Jelly, don't clog up the server, you daft bastard. Look, I told you, not that many med packs. Oh, now you're pissing pills everywhere.
I miss Jelly, you guys.
I feel like Dust Storm.
Why?
Because he's usually the one who's telling everybody to stay on track.
Keep on fragging trucks that ram over midgets that are hunting down Neen.
Nene.
Because he is trying... Nene. What kind of name is Nene?
Oh, it's a Yeti. It's the Yeti that haunts Podtacular. It's another community story.
There's a f***ing Yeti on this website.
Don't drink tap water. Fish have sex in it.
You're right. So do sperm whales. Oh god, useless fact number one. Sperm whales dump 500 gallons of semen in the sea. And only 10 of it goes inside the other whale.
Wow.
Yeah, but don't you go swimming in the sea. I had to say barrels. Let me have my fun.
It's the Sooty Show!
No, Sooty, put down the gun! What's that? You're gonna kill me? Why? You want to break away from the oppression? You want to find true love. You can't, you're a hand puppet. What, you're gonna cut my balls off and feed it to a dog? Oh, that isn't a good idea. Why do you do this to me so? Oh. That explains everything. Yeah. Right, we should overthrow the government and destroy women. We have the world's biggest gay bash.
Yeah. It's funny for us because we have a Y chromosome.
How do you catch a unique elephant?
How?
You sneak up on it. I know it's a good one.
Fail!
What? I don't get it.
Fail!
How do you catch a unique elephant? You sneak up on it.
Oh, ha 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 ha.
You know what?
How do you catch a tame elephant?
Yes, you catch it with Trogdor.
Hey. How do you catch a tame elephant?
You catch it with Trogdor.
Yeah.
No.
Same way. Unique up on it.
Unique up on it.
Get it? No. Tame way. Unique up on it.
No. I have a very better idea. Let's do another gay bash, my dear lad.
Well, it's a family.
Mother, I'm a grown boy now. You can't dictate what I do.
But how old do you have to be to smoke cigarettes?
15.
What? Are you serious?
Yes. Like, let's kill the little f***ers that smoke, and the government's like, yes, we shall. What the f***, soda pop? I'm here to talk about the herpes. What? The herpes. Oh, there'd be no herpes here. This is a place of God. The herpes, you f***ing moron. Oh, the herpes. Why did you say so? Yeah?
Look under there.
Under there.
Under there.
Underwear.
Oh, you said underwear.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt. It's so big.
Don't worry, Maddie. We like you
look
just
that,
the way
girl.
You are.
She's, like, out there. So gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.